comfort zones. Men are not the uncaring creatures they sometimes appear to be. They highly treasure their families and like for their homes to be comfort zones. They want respect and a family that gives them security and purpose. Even though home life may get dull, men greatly value their own women and children. Men may allow the lust of the flesh to pull them away from that which they value, but they will try to get back to that comfort zone. It is this natural need for his own family that keeps a man caring for and bearing the responsibility for his wife and children. When a woman does not provide for her husband a comfortable nest and a reverent attitude, she has to rely on his goodness to keep him faithful. She is a fool to expect him to be a good husband when she is not being the helpmeet God has created her to be. A man coming home to a tense or messy home, lousy meals, and a wife who is critical may not have the goodness to remain faithful if the sweet young woman at work seeks to pull him away with the promise or illusion of a more fulfilling comfort zone. Women take it for granted that a man will be faithful because it is his Christian duty to be faithful. And it is. It is also a woman's Christian duty to be a helpmeet, honoring, obeying, serving, and reverencing. Experience has proven that failure on a woman's part will make it much easier for a man to fail his obligation to the family. A satisfied man will cherish his comfort zone enough to resist the evil woman and her empty promises. Counselors agree that in almost all marriage conflicts, both husband and wife share the blame almost equally. A man's guilt is usually easy to see. A woman's guilt is less obvious, but just as destructive and just as evil. God ordained a woman to be a helpmeet. She is to provide a haven of rest and satisfaction, and to be a delight to her husband. When she fails to obey God, there is often hell to pay at home. When she obeys God, even if she is married to a lost man, she will usually reap heavenly results. The next story is about a young wife who discovered how to win her man through reverence.